Hi, everyone. Okay, well, this is an update. Now I have to hit got it. Okay, hi, everyone. welcome to our town hall. It's been a while. Has it been a while, Ms. Lipsky? Like a month? Yeah, right. We try to do this monthly. To be honest, you know, I think indoors is always better, but we wouldn't be inclusive because we still have the policy of adults entering the building. You have to show proof of vaccination. And that would be such a nightmare, basically, because we will have a line going out the door. And for the adults who are not vaccinated, they can't participate. So, you know, to be inclusive, we will continue the town hall. Then we will post the recording for whoever's brave enough to want to listen to an hour of my voice. But, you know, the information is out there. Huiling, can you translate that?
Okay, 校长想欢迎所有的家长今天来参加我们一个月一次的那个社交那个市政厅会议。然后呢，我们呢就是有些家长他们想说呢，如果可以在就是户内里面举行的更好。但是呢，我们现在呢必须要容纳所有的人。因为呢，如果是在户内举行的话呢，很多的家长如果没有打好疫苗的那些呢，是完全不可以参与这一个活动的。所以呢，我们现在呢是觉得呢，这个市政厅会议呢，通过这个线上呢，我们可以录起来，录起来以后呢，我们可以放上去网上，或者是通过我们学校的 APP， 你可以呢，有空的时候就去点来听。
So, and you know, at this point, please feel free if you have questions to drop them in the chat. I will get to the questions. I promise you, I will not. If someone asks the question 10 times, I won't answer it 10 times. I'll do it one time. I know I scared everybody off after that first meeting. So please, if you have questions, drop it into the chat. I'm just going to give you some updates this week. Your child will be going home with two sets of COVID tests, two boxes. In each box, there are two tests. Our instruction from the DOE is that every student gets two boxes, which is four test kits, two for the student to use and two to share with family. Okay. We will keep providing two boxes, which will have four tests until they tell us to stop. So this will probably be weekly until they say stop. I think they want to ensure that we all stay safe. I will be very honest and transparent. As of today, we have six positive cases. Am I right, Ms. Lipsky? Yep. Oh, I got the number right. We have six positive cases. We're very fortunate that like families, you know, the minute the child's sick, they informed us and they got them tested. Now, if your child was positive in the last 3 months, they don't have to get tested because there's a good chance they'll show up positive even if they're negative. So for example, I tested positive during Christmas break from close contact. I didn't take the test. I didn't take any tests until March, end of March, April. Okay, Huiling, I'm gonna let you translate that. Oh, sorry, whoopsies. Okay.
OK， 校长说呢，如果家长在任何时间有任何问题呢，可以在留言方案那里呢去提交你的问题的。然后校长说呢，如果问题重复再重复呢，他答应他只是回答一次那个问题的。然后呢，最新的更新就是最新的资料呢，就是从这个星期开始呢，每个小朋友呢回家每个星期呢都会拿两盒的新型冠状病毒的那个测验，快速测验回家的。然后那两个盒子里面其实有四个测验在里面。那你可以呢，是两个呢是给你们的小朋友用，其他的那个两个呢是给你，就是说跟他住在一起他的家人用的。然后呢，教育局呢给我们的指示就是每个星期呢都会发给小朋友呢这两个 快速的检验，这样子呢我们才可以保证我们学校里面呢的小朋友的安全。而且呢我们现在呢是想让你们知道说，在今天为止呢我们有六个立案，就是六个反阳性的立案。然后呢我们其实呢是很幸运呢，因为这些家里的这些家庭呢他们都跟学校跟我们讲，就让通知我们让我们知道。但是呢我们想跟你们讲，就是如果你的小朋友呢在三个月以内呢是有测到是反阳性的话呢，对不对，你不需要呢再做另外一个测验，因为那个测验他们的结果呢有可能会出来呢是反阳性的。然后校长就刚刚给你们一个例子，就是说十二月份的时候呢，他曾经是一个近距离的，然后他去测验的时候呢，是显示他有反阳性的，但在三个月以内呢，他的机会就是说反阳性测验的那个机会呢会比较高，所以要三个月以后呢，你才可以测验。
If you have any questions, just give us a call, Miss Nina, Miss Jane, or whoever answers the phone, Sam, the parent coordinator, they'll be able to answer your questions about the COVID test kits.
OK, 如果你们有任何的问题的话，你们可以打电话来学校，我们的学校的电线，然后 Miss Nina, Miss Jane, 或者是 Sam, 我们的家庭的协调员呢，他们会尽他们的可能呢，是解答你的问题了。
OK, so the next thing on my agenda is state tests.We had the first day of the state math test for my third, fourth, and fifth graders. I believe it went well. The opinion of the teachers was that the test was very fair. Tomorrow is day two. If a child is out, they will just take the makeup test. So tomorrow will be day two.
OK, 校长刚刚说呢有关于今天呢其实是第一天周考的数学，然后呢我们三四跟五年级的学生今天是考第一天的，然后老师的他们说这个考试呢其实是非常的公平的，不会太难也不会太简单，是非常的公平。明天即将会是第二天，如果你的小朋友呢明天没有来上学的话，没有关系，我们有一个补考日让他们可以补考。
Okay, we're not done with testing yet. I have to say, in May and June, we do the language testing, the nicest lat. That's for our multilingual students who English is a new language. We also have the science test for our fourth graders. But I will talk directly to those families in another town hall.
OK, 还有呢就是就算明天考完了那个周的数学考了以后呢，我们其实呢还没有考完试的。然后呢即将在五跟六月份呢，我们学校呢还是会进行呢就是语言测考。所有的小朋友呢他们的英文都不是第一语言呢，他们都必须要考这个试的。而且四年级的学生呢今年也会要考科学纽约州的科学试。
So,All right, the next thing on my topic is summarizing. As you know, the link went live Monday, early in the morning. There were glitches, and it was pretty horrendous because in half an hour, the school that we're co-located at was filled up. They were only allotted 450 seats. So I am hoping that many of my families got in. And if not, there was the other school that was close to us was PS 110. I think the only school that has room left is now PS 188, which is all the way by the FDR at the end of East Houston, past the Nest School.
OK, 校长说呢，现在我们想跟你讲有关于夏日申请这个夏天的那些课程。然后呢，其实呢，夏日申请呢，他们呢星期一你们也知道他们的连接呢已经可以让你进去去登录然后去报名的。然后呢我们想跟你讲就是说这个他们的那个打开了以后，报名打开了以后呢，半个小时以内我们学校去本来是在第二小学那里去做 summer 去做夏日申请的呢，半个小时以内呢全部都满了，因为他们只有140个位置。然后呢我们希望呢所有的家长，你们想去那里呢你们自己报名的可以进去。OK, 我们呢 最靠近的 PSE 10呢，他们也满了。现在唯一的一个学校，他们现在还有一些位置，就是 PSE 88，他们是在那个 FDR 的FDR 旁边，就是超过那个一个学校 Nest 的学校。
Okay. My next thing on the agenda will answer Max's parents' question. Is ISS offering summer school at PS42 this summer? We are not. Our building is closed. We are trying to find a site so that we can have a PS42 ISS, but not at PS42. One of the sites we're considering is Overseas Chinese Mission. Am I right? Somebody help me. It's on Elizabeth and Hester Street. They have a brand new building. They are presenting it to the church board right now. We are hoping that it'll work. It's not that close to us. It's on the other side of Allen Street, but it's a safe neighborhood. So please be patient. At this point, we are waiting to hear from them. And if not, we'll search for another place. I know it's a real hardship. Oh, Overseas Chinese Mission, yes. I should know that because I have a lot of friends there. But no, PS42 will be shut. And this will lead me to my next item on the agenda.
Can I translate that?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Sorry.
Okay. 然后呢，有一个家长他问呢，说今年呢夏天 ISS 会不会是在42小学举行的？那答案是不会，因为我们42小学今年这一栋楼呢，我们都会关闭的，不会敞开的。但是呢，我们现在正在呢是找一个地方呢，是可以让我们学校的 ISS 呢去那里开夏天的 ISS。然后呢，我们现在呢第一个就是地方呢就是 OCM， 它是在伊丽莎白街跟喜斯达街的交界那里，然后他们现在呢是必须要通过那个，他们现在把这一个情况呢去给他们的那个教会的委员会里面去参讨，然后呢如果他们给我们在那边举行的话呢，我们就会去那边举行，虽然会比较远一点，但是也是不会太远。
Okay, so we will update everybody. I know the scramble is real for summer care, but I will keep everybody up to date the minute I have information.
校长会更新所有的资料，只要他知道新的资料，他们都会跟你讲，他都会跟你们讲的。
Okay, next thing on my agenda, Rosetta Stone. Ms. Lipsky, was that Tilden? Or was that Aiden's dad? Oh, okay,
Hello,
sorry.
Tilden.
Love to hear.
Oh, and
hey, daddy. Okay. So we purchased Rosetta Stone for the students, and we will have it until August. What we will start doing is having the children. Hi there. We will start having the children. That's Carson, right? No. So we will have the children log on in school. What happened was we secured a lot of the codes right before the break. So we are not going to monitor your child's use on Rosetta Stone. It's specific to Spanish. You are welcome to monitor them. It is very, very systematic and organized. You go from lesson 1 to lesson 20. It's just so that they can keep practicing throughout the summer. And if anybody else in the family wants to use it, they're welcome to. So that's for your use. We will start letting them use it in school so that come summertime, they'll know how to get on independently. Okay, so that is the Rosetta Stone. And we purchased the licensing specifically for Spanish to support them. So when they come back in September, it will be something that they've been practicing over the summer. Hui Ling.
Okay, 我们现在是讲，校长是讲说 Rosetta Stone 其实是一个，就是学习第二个语言的，程序。然后呢 ，Rosetta Stone 呢，我们学校购买了一个呢，就是他们的 就是他们可以让学生可以用他们这个APP 的，然后呢这个呢在八月底的时候呢就会终止的，所以呢我们现在呢会在学校里面教学生怎么样去登录，怎么样去用这一个 APP 呢来学习第二个语言，然后我们学校的第二个语言是西班牙语，所以我们购买的那个牌照其实是教西班牙语的 OK。 然后呢因为呢我们在放假之前呢我们已经拿到所有的就是那个上网用的那些码，所有小朋友呢都已经登录上去了。然后这个呢学习第二个语言其实是很就规模是很好的，是因为他们是从第一就是说第一个课程开始，然后呢第一个课程你过了以后呢就有第二个课程第三个课程，他们呢就只要再跟着他们去练习的话呢他们的西班牙语呢就不会忘记。而且呢如果你们在家里呢有其他的大人想学习西班牙语呢也可以去用这一个 Rosetta Stone 的 APP。
Okay, I just got a question about Rosetta Stone for the children who speak Spanish fluently. I don't know if it's possible to get a more advanced class. I would have to have some, we'll reach out to them. I don't think so, only because the licenses are extremely expensive. For us to secure it from now to August, for the students in the school, for kindergarten and up, it's $4,000. So I don't know how flexible they are, but we will, if you give us a full few days, we will definitely check on that. And there's a question, and I'm answering this question now because it ties into Rosetta Stone. Are the kids keeping the iPads through the summer? Yes, but you really have to monitor the care of the iPads. We don't know how long the DOE will continue replacing iPads. We've had multiple issues with cracked screens, and I know accidents happen, but I don't think they will continue replacing them. So please keep that in mind. We don't plan, we don't plan to collect the iPads because we want the children to be able to use it. I will double check if the DOE says we have to. The answer will be yes, we have to. I know some schools do collect them so they could clean it out and restart it so that'll be fresh by September. We're debating about that, but we're leaning towards letting the children keep them because I'm guessing they might need it for summarizing. Hui Ling, that's a lot for you to translate.
Okay, 有关于 Rosetta Stone 这个学习第二个语言的这个 APP, 然后呢有些家长他问呢说如果他的小朋友会讲西班牙语了，可不可以呢那个 Rosetta Stone 的 APP 呢可不可以呢有一些促进的课程让他们可以拿，然后呢我们现在呢不知道答案是什么，因为呢我们必须要呢去联系他们，问他们有没有这些促进班给小朋友他已经学会了西班牙语重新就是说加强他们的西班牙语。然后呢而且呢这个APP 呢这个牌照呢其实是很贵的，好像呢是4000多块呢只是几个月而已，所以这个还是很贵。他们给我们在我们会等他给付我们答案之后呢我们呢就会跟你们就是跟家长讲到底有没有可能给他们一些促进的课程。OK, 另外一个问题校长回答的就是有一个家长问说 iPad 呢他们小朋友呢是不是在夏天的时候呢也可以就是说拿回家的，然后我们到目前为止呢我们是没有打算呢把他们收回来的，但是呢我们必须要每一位家长呢都必须要就是照顾好这些 iPad。 为什么呢？因为我们有很多小朋友呢他们把那个 iPad 的那个荧幕一面呢全部都打碎了，而且呢现在教育局可以换一个给你，但是问题是我们不知道教育局或者是苹果公司他们可以帮我们换多到底还可以持续的换多少次，我们不知道，所以我们必须要家长们保护好这些 iPad。 还有呢，就是校长说呢，我们也会跟看一看教育局他们怎么说。如果教育局他们的规矩或者是规律呢，他们说我们一定要收回来的话，那我们没有选择，我们一定要收回来了。然后呢，校长说他也知道其他的学校呢都有收回来，然后把 iPad 里面所有的东西都洗清掉，那新的学期的时候呢就再发给小朋友，就重新的用。我们到目前为止没有这个决定，如果有任何的改进的话，我们会通知你们。
Okay, at this point, I'm going to go through the agenda and then I'm going to answer questions that came up on the Google Docs. I know Kat is on and she had a really important question. We had some questions about pre-K and I'll answer the questions on the chat. Okay, the next thing on my agenda is chess. We are continuing with impact chess for the upper grades and in person. We finished up with chess New York for the lower grades from K to 2. But we are in the process of getting all our K to 2 students signed up for the digital version. It's called Chess Kids. Am I right, Ms. Lee? Ms. Rowena
Lee? Yes, Chess Kids, correct.
Okay, Chess Kids. And once we are on Chess Kids, we will once again have the K to 2 students log on to their iPad and learn how to use the program so that they can practice over the summer. And it's a fun program. So they'll be learning, well, they'll be practicing with Rosetta Stone and they'll be using Chess Kids in school so that they can do it. They can use those programs independently in the summer. Okay. Okay.
然后现在有关于西洋棋的，我们想跟你们讲一些就是新的资料。然后有关于高年级的学生呢，我们其实呢是有就是跟 Impact Chess 呢，他们呢是进来这里教他们玩西洋棋的。OK， 还有呢就是低年级的小朋友，就是幼稚园到二年级的小朋友呢，他们是跟就是纽约的西洋棋社呢，他们那些人进来这里教他们下西洋棋，这个已经结束了。而且呢，我们现在呢即将呢就是要看一看呢，可不可以帮我们幼稚园到二年级的小朋友呢，去拿一些就是网上玩这个西洋棋的那一些程序。然后呢它是叫做 Chess Kids， 然后我们现在呢还是会教他们怎么样去用他们的 iPad 呢去上网上呢去怎么样去启动这个 Chess Kids， 让他们可以在夏天的时候呢也是可以继续的去练习下西洋棋，也可以练习怎么样去学另外一个语言。
Okay, today we finished all our tours. First grade was the last grade where we invited families in to tour the school and the classroom. It was really great. Not very smart in my planning. I always think I have to guide the tour. Realistically, all your children can take you around. So it's going to be better next school year. I'm not going to lead the tour. Your kids will lead the tour. It was really wonderful having families in the school. Hui Ling.
OK， 校长说呢，今天呢我们已经结束了在学校参观学校的，然后今天是一年级的，然后呢这个经验呢是非常好的。然后校长说呢，他其实呢不需要去就是导航家庭跟家长们呢去哪一些地方，你们的小朋友其实可以做你们的导游，带你们去他们的教室啊，跟你讲有关于学校的任何东西的。
OK， Picture Day。This coming Thursday will be Picture Day. We are working with new company, Irwin Simon. I just want to make you aware that they are taking pictures of every student in the school. And then you decide whether you want to buy it or not. Now, whether you want to buy it or not, I guess... what I'm saying is it doesn't matter. We as a school, we're gifting every family a photo package. So you'll be getting your child's picture. Your choice will be which background, because I think they give you an option. So the first package is on us from PS42. And it comes with a class picture. Now, they gave us one day where they will take individual pictures for whoever is absent on picture day. But, you know, if due to illness or whatever reason, if your child misses picture day for the class picture, basically, you know, you'll get the individual picture and a class picture. They won't make that up, which, you know, it's understandable. So please, Thursday, make sure you comb your child's hair if you want it to look combed. no guarantee what it looks like. If it's after lunch, you know, we will do our best. But picture day will be Thursday. You could send them in tuxedos and a t-shirt. We will make it work. And once they're ready, we will send you, what do you call those little chip picture thingies, Ms. Lipsky? Proofs, yes. You pick the proof. You're going to get a photos, a set from PS42, and you have the option to purchase more. Am I clear? That was really confusing. Okay, Ms. Chin, your turn.
Okay, 然后校长说呢, 今年的照相日, 就是小朋友的个人单人翘相日呢, 即将会是在这个星期四。 OK， 就是两天以后这个星期四，然后呢，这个照相馆呢，它的名字叫做 Irvin Simons。 OK， 然后呢，他们呢会帮每一个学生呢是照单独相的。 OK， 然后呢，你呢可以去选择你到底要不要购买。 OK， 然后现在这个很重要，因为校长说呢，他会给每一个家庭、每一位家长、每一位学生呢一个免费的包裹。 OK， 然后那个包裹呢，里面呢会有一张是你小朋友的，就是教室照相在里面的。 OK， 所以呢，如果你要买多一点的话呢，其他的那些包裹都是你们自己付钱的。但是第一个包裹呢，校长说是我们就是免费送给你们的。 OK， 还有呢，就是说在照相的当天呢。 就是去看看你的小朋友咯，如果你的小朋友你需要一张很漂亮的翘相的话，记得帮他们梳头，把他们办得漂漂亮亮。然后呢，把他们就是说，那我们呢就会试着就是说，把他们的头发或者是他们的服装呢，就是在照相之前呢，我们还是会帮他们呢去修改一下、修复一下的，尽量让他漂漂亮亮的照一张相的。 如果你的小朋友呢是当天就是星期四呢是，sorry，hold on。OK，然后星期四呢，他们是如果没有在的话呢，他们呢可以有另外一天呢，就是还有一个呢是可以让他照单人上的，但是教室的那一张照相呢，他们不会重复的。 所以如果你们可以的话呢，就星期四呢去把你们的小朋友打扮得漂漂亮亮进来，然后照完相了以后呢，他们会给你一张相底让你选，然后你可以选背景，然后我们会告诉你怎么样做。Okay,
so please remember, picture day is Thursday. That's it. I'm going to keep going on. I see questions in the chat. I'll get to it. I just want to finish my agenda because it will bother me if I don't. I'm voting for the library. Yes, I applied for a grant to update our library. And for this is the first time in my years of applying for grants that I had to send it out and tell everybody to vote. I think we're fairly successful. I am waiting for them to say whether we got awarded the grant or not. I asked for $250,000 in the hope that we could not digitize the books, I've been saying it wrong, but digitize the card catalog so that it'll be easier for the children to find books. It'll be, the whole process would be a lot easier. So I'm waiting to hear back from them. And I know I've shared this before with you, but some grants that we are waiting on, we got awarded a grant to put new padding in the gym. That's happening this summer. We are supposed to get an auditorium upgrade. We are waiting for them to come survey the auditorium. There's a big debate about the cost of curtains. Curtains were $50,000. I don't need curtains. So we're still figuring that out. We received $100,000 to upgrade our computer lab. They are coming in to survey our lab tomorrow. They are fulfilling the grant for water bottle fillers on each floor. The water bottle fillers and the water fountain are installed. We are waiting for electrical, and then the city will come test the water for lead, and they will be up and running. Our very last grant that will probably happen in the next 2 years is a reimagination of our outdoor play space. The architectural firm Verona and Carpenter up the block from PS42, they applied for a grant where we reimagine our play space so that it will be more inclusive. And that's the outdoor play space. We will be starting construction this summer. So September, we will be surrounded by scaffolding. There will be a sidewalk shed, a whole bunch of mess. We will have to endure it for about 2 years. They are replacing our window. They are replacing our front lobby. They are fixing the roof and our foundation, because every time it rains, we leak. The basement becomes a swimming pool. This is all good. What we've settled on is a play space still for the children. So we have access to play space. I believe that the track and field at Seward Park will be finished by spring. And I am going to once again ask them if we could have use of the space for very limited time during the school day. They're not quite agreeable to sharing their space because there are five high schools in Seward Park campus. And I know like everybody wants space, but I never see them out there, so I'm a little annoyed. Huiling, you go. So that's my grant update at this point. It was a whole lot. Sorry, Huiling. Huiling, we can't hear you.
Sorry. Okay. 首校长想跟你们讲有关于呢，就是所有的赠款或者是补助金 ，OK， 就是学校拿到的。然后第一个呢，就是我们的图书馆。OK， 就是呢，其实这次第一个赠款呢，或者是补助金呢，校长必须要就是把资料发给家长，然后呢，让家长进去投票，让我们可以呢，就去拿到这一个赠款呢，去来更新我们学校的图书馆的。然后是25万。OK， 然后呢，其实呢，校长说呢，只是想把我们的那些借的那些书呢，是数学化，这样子呢，小朋友可以容易的一些找书。而且呢，我们也有呢，就是在我们的礼堂呢，也必须要去更新的。然后他们现在呢，就是说会有人进来呢，去观察，去做一些资料调查了。然后呢，他们就会决定怎么样做。然后呢，他说那个。有些东西呢是价钱太贵了，所以校长说呢，那些东西那些窗帘太不是窗帘就是那个台帘太贵的话，它是因为它的台帘是5万块一个，所以校长说如果是这么贵的话，我们不需要那个就是台上的那个帘。然后呢，他说还有呢，就是我们收到10万块的就是说赠款呢，其实是帮我们学校的那个电脑。室里面呢，去把所有的电脑呢都更新的。然后他们明天呢，其实会来我们学校做一个资料的调查，之后呢，他们就会告诉我们应该要，就是说他们下一步会是什么。然后我们学校呢，之前也有跟你讲说呢，全部呢，全部的那个喝水的那个饮水机呢。我们全部都更新了，现在呢是饮水机呢，其实现在呢是他们有一个是专门给那个小朋友去拿他们的水壶呢去装，就是说干净的，好像他们已经过滤掉的那一些水。然后呢，现在每一个楼都有，一楼、二楼、三楼全部都有了。然后呢，现在呢是等他们呢来，他们已经装进去了。现在他们必须要去就是我们的电线也必须要更新啊。然后呢，那个政府他们会派人来测试，看看有没有那个铅，水里面有没有铅。之后呢，我们就可以用这些新的那个 就是饮水器。OK， 还有呢，最后一个呢，就是最后一个赠款呢，就是有关于我们户外的那个玩耍的地方。然后呢，有一个就是我们学校前面呢有一个公司，然后他呢想就是说帮我们做一个赠款呢，就是说把我们的户外的那个地方呢把它重新规划，然后呢可以呢去容纳不同小朋友呢可以在里面玩的。而且呢校长想跟你讲呢，就是我们学校今年呢九月份呢你回来的时候呢，就会看到呢我们学校呢有很多的那个扶手架啊在我们学校外面，因为我们现在呢也要做建筑施工。为什么呢？是因为我们必须要就是窗户必须要改进啊，而且呢我们也我们的屋顶也需要改进啊，还有呢就是每次下雨的时候呢，对不对，我们的就是 basement 呢，对不对，经常呢都会漏水，然后呢它呢好像是游泳池一样的水一直渗进来。还有呢就是所以呢他们必须要做这一方面的更改，所以你九月份回来的时候呢就会有很多的不一样的东西了，很多的更改。 OK， 也会有很多扶手架，这个会维持两年。 OK， 还有另外一个就是有关于 Sewer Park， 然后我们在这个施工的时候呢，然后呢Sewer Park 那他们也可能已经把他们的那个他们拆掉的那些地方呢，他已经应该可以完成了，所以我们会尽量的，校长说他也会去看看可不可以拿，就是去那用那些户外的地方呢，户外的空间呢，来给小朋友去做户外活动。
OK， thank you, Huilin. So I have two more things on my agenda. I want to get right to the questions. You've been very patient. We posted something on School Connect. They are planning to turn the hotel on top of Chase Bank on the corner of Bowery and Grant into a shelter. It's been posted by PTA. Please sign the petition. There's a big concern. We have a lot of shelters in Chinatown already. If many of you know, we are located within three community districts. We are part of Chinatown's part of Community District 1, the other part is Community District 2, and the other part is Community District 3. Each district is mandated to have a certain amount of shelters. So all three community districts place their shelters in Chinatown. Legally they can, because we are broken up into three different zones. So they are really trying to push this last one through. It will be an overnight shelter where adults can go in and basically they can shoot up in a safe place, shower and stay overnight. It is a big concern. We have one on Christie Street already by Popeyes. And a lot of others, which pretty much circles Chinatown, PS2, 124, PS1, PS42, and PS130 and 126. So we are trying to our best to at least stop this one. Sorry, my dogs. Huilin, you go. Stormy. I'm sorry. Huilin, you go. Huilin, your turn.
I know. Sorry. OK， 现在想跟你们讲的现在呢是有关于一个就是无家可归的那个收容所。然后呢他们现在呢就是在你们在学校附近的地区呢，他们现在准备呢把这一个sorry, lost my train of thought. 这个hotel,就是 let me see, 酒店，对，就是酒店，对，这个酒店呢是在 Chase Bank 的上面 ，on top of Chase Bank， right， 在 Chase Bank 上，哦，在 Chase Bank 旁边，然后呢，他们即将会再开一个 就是无家可归的收容所。然后呢，这个呢，其实呢是第六个在中国街里面他们开起来的。OK， 然后呢，校长说呢，我们的 PTA， 我们的家教会的那些成员呢，他们希望你们可以签一个请愿书呢，去终止这一些无家可归的收容所在中国街再开起来。因为中国街呢，它其实是有三个区，分三个区的。然后这三个区呢，中国街都在里面。然后呢，就说其实呢，在法律上他们是可以开，但是呢，在中国街已经开了很多很多个无家可归的拘留收容所了。OK， 然后他们打算把这个呢变成一个是，你可以无家可归的人可以进去过夜，好像那个过夜所这样子，他们可以就是说，进去洗一下澡啊，去休息一下啊，然后把自己面容弄一下，然后他们就可以待在那边一晚，待在那边的。但是呢，我们想让你知道呢，在这些有很多的收容所。然后呢，第二学校、第一学校、126学校、124学校，我们学校呢，在这个附近里面呢，都有很多很多的收容所呢，是最近开的起来的。OK， 所以呢，他们有一个是在那个在 Christie 街，在 Popeyes 旁边呢，对不对？白白鸡旁边呢，也有开了一家。所以呢，我们的家教会员呢，希望你们可以签一个就是请愿书，就是上书说你们不同意这一个东西在你们这个这个无家可归的拘留所呢，是在这一个社区再开一间。You're muted, babe.
Okay.Ms. Lipsky, I guess we'll check the link. We will repost it, if not tonight, tomorrow.
I just fixed it.
Okay,
it should be working.
Can you tell everybody that the link is working now?
The link is on School Connects?
Yeah.
OK， 校长说呢，如果你们可以呢，我们今天在 School Connects 呢有发一个连接，然后如果你去点那个连接的话呢，那个连接可以让你去就是说投票或者是签一个请愿书，说不要在那边再开另外一间。OK， 现在这一个连接是可以用的，之前刚刚有一个家长说这个连接不可以用，现在这个连接是可以用的。
OK， tomorrow at 6:30, Apex is hoping, hosting a socio-emotional learning workshop, and learn socio-emotional learning in children workshop. Please, if you have time, join them. We've partnered with Apex for our Saturday program. They've actually provided a lot of support, our therapy in the building with a social worker. So there is a lot to learn from them. And we are hoping that this will be a long-term partnership. They have a lot to offer. Huiling.
OK， 校长说呢，明天晚上6:30呢 ，Apex 呢就是跟我们学校有连接的一个公司呢，他们呢就是小朋友星期六去参加的那些活动呢，都是他们举办的。然后他们有一个呢，就是儿童社交情感学习家长的讲座呢，我们希望你们可以参加。
OK， we also don't have school on Monday. It's the end of Eid, so please, no school on Monday in honor.
OK.
Okay, I'll let you continue.
All right. 校长说星期一呢是没有上学的。
Okay, I'm going to get to questions that was posted on the Google Docs. So we have a mom or dad who asked if we can implement more fee-based enrichment recreational after-school programs and to partner with local vendors that could offer pickup from our schooland provide weekly sessions. I am open to organizations who are willing to come to our school and pick up. What we do is we allow them to come in, they pick up and go to a different location. It's a different story if they want to use our building. Getting a permit is not easy right now. And we are filled to the max. With our after-school care and our own school program. Oops. Okay. The family that asked that question, if you have a program that you would like us to pass out flyers for families and they're willing to come pick up, just contact us directly. and we could set up a pickup spot. So, just contact us directly, Huiling. Huiling?
Sorry. No. I'm looking at the questions. I try to
it was sent to me. It was sent to the Google Docs.
So 家长有一个家长他想问呢，说如果他们想就是在我们学校呢去有一个呢是好像是付费的一些比较丰富的或者是比较好玩的那个课后补习班的话呢，对不对？就是跟我们学校附近邻近的那一些就是可能是那些机构或者是公司呢，对不对？在可不可以就是说那些地方的话，然后校长说呢，如果这些机构呢可以来我们学校去把这些学生接去他们的那个地方的话是可以的，但是如果你们是要在我们学校呢去租一个地方的话，我们现在呢学校里面呢已经没有位置了，而且呢要拿一个许可证呢现在是非常非常的难的。OK， 所以如果你有兴趣呢，就是如果你有一些好像那个如果有其他的就是付费或者是比较好玩的一些的那些课后补习班，但你想就是带进来我们公司呢，你可以联系我们，然后我们呢会决定怎么样做的。
OK， something along my philosophy about the after school programs.We really try to be inclusive. So, you know, within the school day, we offer soccer, chess, dance, and violin lessons. And these are all through vendors. And we have collaboration with Center of Architecture, Audubon Society. And our philosophy basically is all this should be part of the child's curriculum. And everybody should...be entitled to take part of it. That's why we don't do a lot of after school clubs, because only certain families will be able to participate. But we welcome, if you have a collaboration and they want to pick up from the school, reach out to us, and we, you know, if it's something that we think we can support, we will, you know, send the information out to families. Huiling.
校长说呢，有关于课后补习呢，我们是经常呢是尝试呢是容纳所有的小朋友的，所以呢我们学校呢就是说好像如果有任何的特别的课程呢，都是在学校就是上课的时间呢是让所有的小朋友呢是都可以参与的。 OK， 那如果你有任何的供应商呢，他们因为有时候呢小朋友有些家长呢他们有某些原因是不可以参加这个，所以呢我们通常呢就是在我们学校呢上课的时间呢通常都会让就是所有的小朋友参与的，但是如果你有一个供应商是有兴趣的话呢，我们是可以商讨这些事情的。
OK， I also left out violin and chess, sorry.
OK， 校长说呢是有关于跳舞舞蹈啊，或者是踢足球啊，小提琴啊，还有那个西洋棋呢，这些都是就是在外面的供应商他们进来教他们的。
Okay, our next question that was on Google Docs was pre-K graduation. Will it be held at the school in the classroom? We know there will be a ceremony. We just don't know where we're going to hold it yet. We have to keep in mind that.For adults to enter the building, they have to be fully vaccinated. And that is a bit of a burden for us to make a decision right away, because for the individuals who are not vaccinated, they will be excluded. So we will give more information once we get more directions from the DOE. Huiling.
OK， 校长说有关于启蒙班或者是学前班的毕业典礼 ，OK， 到底是在哪里举行？到目前为止呢，我们还没有决定呢是在哪里举行，在户内或者是户外，因为呢校长有很多的考虑，因为呢是所有的学生的家长，不是每一个家长呢他们都已经打好了疫苗了，那如果没有打疫苗呢，按照教育局的规矩呢，你们是不可以进来 就是学校里面的，所以呢我们不想他们被就是说没有机会去参加他们小朋友的毕业典礼，所以呢我们现在呢还没有决定。然后呢我们也要呢就是说时间一靠近了一点之后呢，如果有多一点资料是从教育局那里发放出来的话呢，我们会通知你们，我们会跟你们讲。
Okay, my next question is there a limit for how many for GNT for the upcoming school year? As far as I know, there is no limit. The teachers have a checklist that they have to go through for each student. And thank you to Rennie from PS130. I was just asking the principals if they followed up on it. So basically the teachers have to fill a checklist, which is then submitted. It's digital. And then the parent will receive notification that they will be invited to take the GNT. And I don't believe there's a limit. Huling?
Okay, 校长说呢，有关于那个天才的测试呢，对不对？是没有限制的。这个家长问说，天才的考试呢，是有没有限制的？然后天才的考试呢，是没有限制的，但是是老师必须要写一封介绍书，才可以呢，让他去参加这一个考试的。OK， 老师必须要就是说填一个表格，这个表呢，对不对？是在线上填的，是每一个学生都要填一个表格，之后呢家长就会收到一封信呢，他们就可以去带小朋友去考这个天才考试。
Okay, I'm going to go to the questions now on the chat. Rowena, can the app, the Rosetta Stone, be used on our phone?
They can try to download it on the app and use the username and login. They can try it.
Okay, we didn't try it yet. Maybe one of us can try it tomorrow. Maybe me. And then we'll let you know for sure. Huiling?
这个家长问呢，这个 Rosetta Stone 呢是可不可以在手机上面用的？然后呢，我们在我们的手机上没有试过，所以呢，我们明天呢可以在校长说他明天会在学校里面呢，他试着去下载这个 APP 以后，看看可不可以在他们的手机上面用。
Sorry, I was telling my son how to make wonton. Okay. All right. Amin, can we have the iPads cleaned out? Some of the apps chew up a lot of memory and we cannot make changes. Huiling, can we start like, I don't know, you're my tech support. What do you think?
Ms. Lipsky has something to say.
Yes. I can answer that. DOE is working on a system-wide where schools can remove apps locally. Right now, we don't have that option. Everybody's well aware that the iPads are filling up on memory. So if you're having trouble with your child's iPad, like it's full and you can't do anything, please let the teacher know and we'll help individual iPads. That we can take care of, but as a system-wide clean out, like the upper grade apps right now we can't, but they are promising in the future we will be able to.
Huiling?
OK, 这个家长问呢是说他们的 iPad 呢已经满了，所以呢可不可以呢就是把它重新的洗刷掉，然后重新再开启动。然后 Ms. Lipsky 呢副校长说呢，我们现在教育局呢他们其实是现在呢是全系统呢现在还不可以。OK， 但是呢他们想全面的可以让学校呢是可以呢去删除一些 APP 是那个学校不需要的，但是呢目前为止呢还不行。但是如果你的小朋友的 iPad 呢他们的就是他们的 iPad 呢已经满了，然后你可以跟老师讲，老师可以跟我们讲，我们就会帮你进一步的去复修一些东西。
OK, so my next two questions will be, can we take the picture home? There's the picture packet. The picture packet is for the families to keep, and we will not be receiving a digital copy.
OK, 下一个问题呢就是有关于这个就是照相你小孩子的翘相的那个包裹你是不是可以拿回家的，然后是可以的，第一个呢是我们送给你们的，然后呢我们没有就是说线上的那些就是线上的那些底片。
OK, Are we having student of the month? We probably won't this year, only because it was difficult to figure out how to do it safely in the beginning of the year. And since there's only a few months left, it's not enough time for us to be fair and to dispense this honor to as many students as possible. Huiling?
这个家长问呢，我们现在还不会有一些，好像每个月都是颁发一些奖状给一些，就是学习好的学生。 OK， 然后呢，校长说今年应该都不会的了，因为呢，现在是差不多快要到五月了，然后在五月跟六月呢，我们不可以颁发给太多的小朋友。基于这个原因呢，我们今年呢，应该是不会颁发一些奖状给那些特别好，有进步或者是学习好的学生。OK，
two more announcements. We will still have COVID testing on Wednesdays from 6:45 until 11 o'clock in the building. No, they will be bringing a van on Ludlow Street. So if you want to get COVID testing, please, hopefully they'll have a sign and we'll direct you to Ludlow Street. They'll do it in the van now because the weather is much nicer, but you have to have insurance at this point. Huiling.
OK， 是有关于那个新型冠状病毒的那个测验。我们现在在学校每个星期三呢，都有一个就是好像那个车面包车在外面呢，是专门给小朋友呢或者是家长呢去做那个快速的检验或者是做 PCR 的。但是呢，他们现在规律每一个家长或者是每一个家庭呢，都必须自带保险，保险带来才可以帮你做。
OK， 7:15， 慧玲。 There's something, Kevin, to everyone. I can't read that.
Okay. So Kevin said that the summer school that he registered is too far away, right? And there are no more spots elsewhere. What can she do?
I don't know. We're all stuck with that. I'm pretty mad at the chancellor because honestly, I know Ms. Lipsky is going to kill me. It was not inclusive or equitable the way the system was set up. I'm not sure what we can do at this point.
Okay, Kevin 的妈妈校长说呢，他在目前为止呢没有任何的答案给你，因为呢他知道这个情况跟这个问题完全没有，我们没有办法，而且呢校长说呢，对于我们学校的那个就是好像是那个教育局。 的校监呢，我们其实也非常的生气，因为呢这些事情呢就是不太公平，也没有是说去给所有的小朋友他一个机会这样子。Okay,
I did miss a question. A mommy asked if they want to register their child for kindergarten, how can they get us the documents? Miss Nina will reach out to you. We could do it via email.
OK， 这个家长问有关于幼稚园报名那些资料应该怎么样去提交的。然后 Miss Nina 呢，她明天会通知你，会联系你，然后告诉你怎么样去提交这些资料。OK，
I am trying to make sure I have everything here.
First grade graduation.
Oh yeah. Oh, mommy, sorry. Historically, traditionally. We have stepping up ceremony for pre-K to K, and that's usually small in the classroom. We have a stepping up ceremony from K going into first and then fifth going to middle school. We don't have first grade graduation. Sorry, it's from first to fourth grade, we don't have graduations, but they do have end of the year ceremonies.
Okay, OK， 校长说呢，有关于这个家长问，一年级为什么没有毕业典礼？然后校长说呢，我们学校的传统呢，就是请学前班有毕业典礼，幼稚园有毕业典礼，一年级到四年级其实都没有毕业典礼的。OK,
we do have a question. Who should we specifically reach out to for extracurricular activities where providers will pick up from PS42 location, Ms. Lipsky or Ms. Nina? Ha! I could see that you're not going to ask Ms. Wong Lee. We have a lot of after-school centers that pick up but we don't have it specifically for enrichment activities. We have Creator's Voice, which is focused on test prep. We have Grand Street Settlement, we have University, we have Victorious Children. I will talk with Kat and, you know, if we do have vendors that are interested in coming in and picking up, we will definitely notify everybody because of course the more the merrier. Oops, I have one. It says iPad open with a heart and a hand. Do you have a question? Okay. So one last announcement. I want to let you all go.
Hey, do you want me to translate that?
Oh, yes.
What you just
absolutely.
Said.
Okay. Oh, by the way. Oh, great. No, don't translate yet.
Okay.
Was hoping for some self-defense classes, if possible, instead of the virtual one. Thank you for reminding me. Guess what? Someone offered in-person self-defense classes. And I will get in touch with them. It's Asian American Federation, and they are willing to do in person. So thank you, Kenzie's mom. I will check in with them and hopefully they can do, they offered to do it in the school building if we have enough interest. And it's for adults and children, I think. Huiling, now you can translate everything. And I have one last announcement. So talk fast, Huiling.
Hey, 这个家长其实是问呢，他们需要去联系谁呢？如果他们有兴趣呢，是让学校呢，就是可以让学生去参与一些课外的活动，去找 Ms. Nina 或者是 Ms. Lipsky。然后校长说呢，如果你有任何的建议的话呢，你可以跟他讲。然后呢，我们必须要经过不同，就是经过看看怎么样，看看有没有兴趣呢。就是家长有没有兴趣，然后我们就会再通知你的。然后呢，他的家长就是说，他其实呢是想给小朋友呢去学习怎么样去防卫啊，就是好像自防防卫课程教小朋友，因为他们说在线上学的那些防卫呢，其实小朋友没有练习，他希望呢可以在就是说进来呢是真正的教小朋友一些防就是自我防卫的那一些动作，让他们学习的。然后校长说呢，有一个机构呢，他们其实有跟校长联系呢，有关于呢进来我们的学校呢是教大人跟小朋友怎么样自我防卫的，所以呢我们有任何的资料的话呢，我们会提供给所有的家长的。
Okay, Claudia with first grade graduation, I don't know if Claudia is on or not anymore, we will contact her. We will make sure the first grade has a nice end of the year celebration. My last announcement is please save June 11th. We will have family day. We plan for it to be outdoors. And if it's raining indoors, the dilemma is if it's indoors, all adults have to prove vaccination. So we will provide more information closer to the date. But June 11th is the tentative day for family day.
Okay, so 校长呢，最后一个让你们知道的信息呢，就是我们希望你呢可以保存这一天的日期。6月11号即将是我们学校的家庭共度日， OK， 在那一天呢会实施户外的活动的。但是呢如果呢天气问题如果变成户内的话呢，每一位进来我们学校的人都必须要证明呢他们就是说证明他们打了疫苗才可以进来的。但是呢我们详细的资料呢会迟一点呢再发放给你们的，因为现在还太早，但是我们想你呢去把这一天呢去保存起来，这一天你们我们学校是会有这一个家庭共度的一天。
Okay, yes, it's a Saturday. What we do is we will have activities for all the students. It'll be a lot of games, art activities. We are not going to do barbecue this year, only because I think a lot of families are. My son's very disappointed because he loves the hot dogs. We, you know, we still want to be cautious because it's not like COVID disappeared and people are a little reluctant, even though it's my husband and Mr. Ng manning the grill. But no, we're going to have purchased snack this year. But it'll be a lot of fun. It's a Saturday. It's in the yard. I'm hoping people can make it. And I think that's it. I think everybody has to have dinner. I want to thank you all for your patience. And I love you all.
OK, 校长说呢，在那一天呢，在家庭共度日的那一天呢，是星期六。然后星期天我们那一天呢，就是有一些户外的活动呢，是让小朋友可以参与的。但是呢，我们没有那个就是没有吃食，但是有小吃，好像就是你一包一包的那些小吃呢是会有的。OK， 还有呢，就是因为我们还是要小心一点呢，所以呢，我们通常以前在外面呢，不是有放那些就是。开始烧烤那些东西，所以今年不会有烧烤，就是有一些小吃的。然后校长说谢谢你们参与 ，OK。还有呢，就是大家要去吃他们的晚餐了，所以这个会议已经结束了，谢谢你们，他也爱你们，
拜。